trade war is back. China is going nuclear, economically speaking. I'll break down for you Beijing's latest crackdown on rare earths, AI chips, and U.S. tech firms, and why it's a sign of weakness, not strength. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. The U.S.-China trade war is heating up again, and I'm not sure China will survive it. But since YouTube has been actively suppressing this show and running cover for the CCP, I want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, OutSkill. 2026 is less than 100 days away. And if you look back at the goals you set, you would have barely made progress, especially when it comes to learning the skills you'll need to survive next year as AI rapidly transforms our world. Right now, Microsoft is poaching the best AI talent while spending tens of billions on data centers and AI development. 78% of businesses are already using AI. It's scary, but not this Halloween, not for you, because I've partnered with OutSkill, the world's first AI-focused education platform. They're hosting a two-day AI mastermind workshop for you this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, both days. Over 10 million people across the globe have attended this training already, and many of them have used it to boost their career growth and start side businesses that make them thousands of dollars extra a month. This training normally costs $395, but OutSkill is making it completely free, but only for the first 1,000 people who sign up now as part of the pre-Halloween sale. In just 2 days, you'll learn 10-plus powerful AI tools, how to use AI in Excel, Sheets, and presentations, how to develop your own AI agents, and how to automate your work to save time and boost productivity. And you'll also walk away with bonuses valued at $5,100, including a prompt Bible, a 10K a month AI roadmap, and a personalized automation toolkit. This is seriously very good training. Click the link in the description to register. Don't miss out. And they made today's episode possible. The U.S.-China trade war has reignited. You know, people complain that the Star Wars prequel trilogy being about trade disputes was boring, but I now have a new appreciation for it. I won't give you a full rundown of the trade war since it began back in Trump's first term, but later this month, Trump and Xi will be meeting for the first time since Trump took office again. That will be at the APEC meeting in South Korea. But the Chinese Communist Party may have blown all that up with what they just did. Last week, the CCP announced insane new restrictions on rare earth mineral exports. We need rare earths for everything from smartphones to AI chips to fighter jets and missiles. And China basically has a monopoly. So what the CCP wants is for any foreign company that uses these rare earths to get permission from China before they can sell their products. To be clear, it doesn't matter where these things are made. China wants to control them. Let me give you an example. Under these new rules, a Taiwanese company like TSMC can't make semiconductors in Taiwan and sell them to U.S. companies without getting permission from China, because they contain Chinese rare earths. This is about to have major consequences for supply chains everywhere. And I think we all know why the CCP is doing this. For world peace! Ah yes, China, the number one exporter of world peace. So why is the CCP's rare earths export ban really about world peace? That's a line they came up with after the rest of the world got really mad about it. The CCP explained that since rare earths can have military uses, the only responsible thing is for China to control who gets to use them, you know, for world peace and regional stability. Let me translate the propaganda for you. China is weaponizing their monopoly on rare earths and wants to make the whole world bend the knee. But fortunately, we here in America have elderly politicians whose knees don't bend so well anymore. Trump announced on Truth Social, where else, a 100% tariff on China in retaliation. That would begin on November 1st. And that is on top of any tariffs already in place, some of which are already as high as 50%. That meeting between Xi and Trump later this month is going to be fun. So let me break this down for you. Imagine a widget from China that costs $100. Now it will cost $2 to $250. Which means Americans won't be buying those widgets. That will hurt China's economy, which is already suffering from weak manufacturing and massive unemployment. Historically, the country that exports the most also has the most to lose in a trade war. And right now, that's China. Plus, Trump talked about doing things like controlling U.S. software exports to China, which would be a huge problem for China's tech industry. So, what was Xi Jinping thinking? You'd think he'd want to diffuse trade tensions, especially with China's economy struggling. And Trump has shown he's clearly willing to play ball with China. Just look at how he keeps TikTok on life support, even after it legally should have been shut down. But weaponizing rare earths like this, it just doesn't make sense. It's short-term leverage at best. Rare earths aren't actually rare. The reason China has a monopoly is just because mining and processing rare earths is expensive and extremely polluting. And most countries were fine exporting their environmental destruction to China in exchange for cheaper rare earths. But strictly speaking, we don't need China for rare earths. Yes, it will take time and a lot of effort, and the US government will have to spend some money, but it's already happening. Trump is planning on stockpiling deep-sea critical metals in the Pacific seabed. The Pentagon just went on a billion-dollar buying spree of critical minerals. And there's that whole minerals deal with Ukraine. So the CCP's leverage over rare earths may only last a few more years. But ironically, these new export controls may end the CCP's monopoly even faster. Because now, the rest of the world will try to stop depending on Chinese rare earths even sooner. So again, what was Xi thinking? Obviously, we can't know for sure, but I have some educated guesses. First of all, Xi Jinping is not the kind of guy you say no to. This could be a case where lower-level officials don't want to deliver bad news to the guy at top. So Xi has a completely disconnected idea about how well China's economy is doing or how dependent China is on the US. That's what happened during the Great Famine. Lower-level officials kept telling Mao they had plenty of grain, even as tens of millions starved to death. But it might not be just Xi. According to Sino Insider, Chinese scholars believe that Trump is a typical businessman and a transactional president who can be motivated by economic and other incentives. Chinese leaders could be looking at the political turmoil facing Trump over immigration and blue state governors not playing ball, and believe that by throwing some economic hardships on top of all that, and Trump will crumble. They took the Trump taco memes too seriously. Play a little bit of hardball now, throw Trump some carrots at APEC, come to an agreement that China likes. Not 100% tariffs. God. Yeah, the CCP may have overplayed its hand. As of recording, China hasn't really responded to the tariffs. I mean, they vow to fight to the end, but they haven't set retaliatory tariffs on the US. They're also censoring the heck out of the news inside China, but they're probably waiting to see how far Trump will go with this. As usual, there's the long list of quislings who have been saying since the first Trump administration that China's winning the trade war, Trump's an idiot, and the US should really just get back to doing business as usual with a genocidal authoritarian ethnostate. I'm sure the CCP is hoping Trump will be pressured by Wall Street. Trump has suggested he could walk back the new tariffs depending on China's response. He also said, again on Truth Social, the US wants to help China, not hurt it. And while he talked about canceling his upcoming meeting with Xi at APEC, that currently still seems to be on. But this was a huge gamble for the CCP. If Trump doesn't blink, if the rest of the world decides to unite against Chinese communist aggression, the CCP might find itself in very dire straits. I told you trade disputes are interesting. Prequels redeemed. And don't get left behind when everyone else is learning how to use AI. Be one of the first 1,000 people to click below and book your slot for OutSkills AI training this weekend. I'm Chris Chappell. Thanks for watching.